Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning, 47 degrees. Today, a bipartisan congressional delegation will meet with President Biden to discuss his $2.3 trillion infrastructure spending proposal.
Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker plans to be part of that delegation. He said Sunday on ABC's This Week he feels President Biden never made a counteroffer to a GOP proposal for the American Rescue Plan. Wicker says if the president truly wants to negotiate,
I think we can get somewhere and have a much bigger infrastructure package than we were able to do under the last administration. I'm in favor of that.
President Biden says he's willing to listen to reason, but not doing anything to improve infrastructure is not an option. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A former Kansas utility worker has been charged with remotely tampering with a public water system's cleaning procedures, highlighting the difficulty that smaller utilities face in protecting against hackers. 22-year-old Wyatt Travnicek was charged last month with accessing the Post Rock Rural Water District systems in March of 2019, about 2 months after he quit his job with the utility. A federal indictment says that Travnicek used a Samsung phone to remotely access the system and shut down its cleaning and disinfecting procedures. Post Rock utility officials did not provide further details.
Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins tells KNSS News he's surprised that the school choice bill didn't pass the state Senate.
We actually passed it with 65, so we had two extra. You have to have 63 in the House. She will veto that one, so it's going to be hard for us to override that with the numbers we've got.
Dan Hawkins, a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night here on KNSS.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas tells KNSS News he was honored to have a new building on the Wichita State University campus named after him.
The National Institute of Aviation Research, NIAR, is such an important component of Wichita State and the area economy. And we've been working a long time to highlight its capabilities. And so we've had visitors from the Pentagon, dozens of generals, cabinet secretaries, other aviation, FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, NASA, and other officials on campus to see what capabilities Wichita State has.
Senator Moran says the new building, very important to the Kansas economy. It creates great opportunities to educate students and keep them here in Wichita. Moran also says the building gives Spirit AeroSystems the chance to get additional defense work from the federal government.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong frontal boundary moved across south-central Kansas yesterday. Behind that, a significant cooling trend that's going to stay with us throughout much of this week. The high this afternoon, 63, with a north wind. Clearing late tonight, Charlo 41. Clouding up on Tuesday with a high near 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 47 degrees. We've got a north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. 7:36, Steve and Ted on a Monday morning. That means Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nice to have you with us here on a Monday morning. And did you get out to the new stadium over the weekend on Saturday with the big game?
Yeah, I did. It was packed. It was great. I mean, it's just a sign that stadium is going to be successful if we keep up the momentum. It was a beautiful day too.
Would you have any uncomfortable about the possibility of having a surge in the virus out there because of that?
You know, I mean, that's the kind of double edge to this, right? Where we had a really good turnout. It looked like folks are ready to get together and get out there and enjoy Wichita. But also we still have the virus in our community. Luckily, though, the people who were in charge of really the crowd had folks wearing masks until they got to their seats. So most folks had their masks on, and it was completely open air. So that, I think, is going to help a lot where, you know, we know that this virus travels a lot more indoors with in a closed area. The baseball stadium, it's pretty much designed to not spread this because it is such an open air event. But again, we won't know until a couple weeks from now if we see an uptick in the numbers. I'm pretty confident, though, we didn't see an uptick in the numbers this week. I think it's still hovering right around 3%. That's really good news considering we had, Easter gatherings last week. So hopefully those vaccines are taking hold and we're stopping the spread.
You know, obviously you went to the game and you rode there in the city's limousine.
Right. No, it's the chopper, I think, the helicopter.
with Bob Layton driving it down there. But what about the park? Yes. What about the parking situation? Are we going to have enough parking down there?
Yeah, we will. I mean, it's going to be some growing pains, I think, particularly with, and that's, to be honest, like if that's the biggest complaint I get from this weekend, then it was a pretty good weekend. But I did get some of those complaints on my Facebook wall / the city's complaint line, I guess, where folks, well, I was delayed when I was traveling through that area. And I think that's going to be part of the growing pains is we got to really figure out the parking situation. Rather, it's going to be parking away and having the queue line or the trolley take people or getting the word out, I guess, for the local businesses and the folks around that area that if you drive through that area at the start of a game, you know, expect some delays. But frankly, that's a technical problem that I really think we can work on and we can make happen or make a solution happen. It's as long as that is the main problem, I'd rather attack parking than a pandemic any day.
All right, you bet. Hey, any plans? You got something?
I was gonna ask, Mr. Mayor. All those homes and have kind of been knocked down there west of the stadium along Sycamore Street. So there's a lot of dirt and empty land there. Do you know what the plan is for that? Is part of that going to be parking, or is it going to be businesses, or what's going to happen to that land there just to the west of the stadium?
My understanding, and this subject to change, of course, but my understanding is there is some targeted areas for parking and also for further development. Part of paying for that stadium is to increase sales tax in that area, mm-hmm. which means we need more commerce. We need more shops, more places to go get food and so on if we want to really exceed some of those estimates. So I do think there's going to be a lot more development, and I have heard that part of that is going to be parking, but at this point, I really couldn't point to which area is going to be the parking and which area is going to be the further development.
Okay.
Hearing a lot of feedback, and my feedback, too, on the former library building down there. I went down to get my shots there, and it's just a beautiful structure. Are you hearing anything, any grumbling, anybody having an interest in doing something special with that building?
Yeah, definitely. There's, to be honest, that's probably one of our top assets right now as a city where even before it became pretty much not only the symbol of getting the vaccine and getting back to normal, but also just a really efficient area to move people in and out. Even before then, we've had folks who were interested in moving in or interested in kind of creating some type of collaboration where a nonprofit might get part of the building and then a higher education institution might get another part of the building. We want to figure out the best way to use that space so that it still is a public space while, you know, getting the most bang for that location. So, yeah, there is interest in it. That interest has only increased. And, of course, it's our job to figure out what is the best usage for the good of Wichita moving forward. And we got some time because we're still giving out vaccines, so I think we're going to just keep those conversations going, and hopefully we'll continue to get this feedback from the public on what they think they want to see there.
And another thing that needs to be addressed, frankly, is having gone down there to get my shot, the surface of that parking lot next to Century 2 is in pretty bad shape. There is some pretty bad potholes in there. That thing needs to get a new coating on it or something.
Yeah, it looks like a scene from a Will Smith movie,
right?
Like, it's just like, we're the zombies.
Wow.
Yeah, the the parking lot, not the building.
Yeah.
But before I get mean emails, but definitely, and I think we got to rethink as well. Can we make the area around the building look better? Like, is there some opportunity for green space? Is there a more, more common sense way to do the parking for the library, for that area, knowing that it's not going to have the same type of traffic as the library had? Is there a better way to use that area? And that also kind of marches us towards conversations about riverfront redevelopment in general, even though I think those conversations are on hold right now. But you know, we all, I think, agree something should happen in that area, and what can we do to make it more appealing? At the very least, yeah, resurface the parking lot, but you know, do we really need that parking lot stretching out as far as it is, or can we add parking somewhere else? There's a lot of conversations that I think need to be had, but first we got to determine what the building's going to be used for, so we can have a better estimate on who or how many folks would be down there at any given time.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning. As always, we look forward to next Monday, Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. 743, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And a big day for Wichita in the new stadium. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.